it's over, how do you evaluate how this draft went for you guys?
Well, it always feels good when it's over, but it's not over because we got all these undrafted free agents got to start attacking, and this is really the fun part right now. Everything else is structured and easy. This process right here is very hectic. No, it's not legal.
Mark, Jerry mentioned that you guys traded your seventh rounder bin because there was really no one at the top of your board left. Would you say this is true for the most part?
Yeah, well, you know, we felt really good about Adam, and we didn't want to miss out on him compared to some other people that you may have to wait on in the sixth and then wait on in the seventh round. So we felt that he was worth packaging those two picks to get.
You talk and can kind of take us through the process a little bit on Avery and, you know, his checkered past, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, just like any player, our scouts do an excellent job with digging into the background with the coaches, with his former coaches off the field. We have tests that we give, psychological tests, and obviously with a person like Avery who's had something that was known, you do extra. And that's what we've done throughout the whole process. We felt good about taking him right now based on his last 2 years of maturity and the help that he's received throughout his ordeal. So we felt good about him as a person.
Did you count on Coach Pelini's recommendations at all?
Without a doubt. We one of our scouts, Steve Devine, has a very close relationship with him. And you have to rely on your scouts and the trust, the people that they talk to and trust throughout the process.
How much is that something that gets talked about right before you draft a guy like today? Mm-hmm. Or is that just something you guys, it's completely off the table, you've decided beforehand?
We have draft meetings, extensive draft meetings, where we thoroughly vet every single player, and those things are talked about. And the way we do our process, which is maybe different than other teams, we kind of go through a mini meeting about each player as we're approaching our time on the clock.
Wait until the sixth round to get an offensive lineman. Is it fair to say you guys just didn't think the top of this offensive line class was?
Yeah, we stuck to our board from the first round until the sixth, and we're not going to reach. If we feel like there's a player with value and need at the right place and the right time, we're going to take them, but we're just not going to just jump over players that we feel are better players who can contribute to reach for a perceived position of need.
You ever had a draft where you basically had three guys from an hour vicinity in Georgia? Ever had something like that happen? Is that common?
Yeah, we wanted to save on flights. You know, get to Atlanta, Delta, all get on the same flight and come on up.
But is that abnormal or just?
I guess. I don't know. Just check it out. Do the research. I don't know. There might be a lot of guys in Florida from Miami that might have got picked. I don't know. It's I never even thought about that.
You said the offensive line is a perceived position.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys met and talked and, you know, set everything up, was there not a extra, did you guys not look at it and say, you know, we really need to get an offensive lineman for this if we can?
We look at it as we need good players at every position. That's how we look at it.
Because the way it came off the board, I mean, you know, it was a perceived position of need at tight end, you got one, need at defensive tackle, you got one.
Perceived running back. So there's back, we took six players. How many positions are there on the field?
More than six.
10? Yeah. So you can kind of check. Oh, man. So we didn't get four. Damn it. Maybe if we had four more picks, we would have got those. We'll see. We're getting free agency.
Mark, is it fair to say that inside this building you might feel better about your O-line than outsiders?
Probably inside the building we feel a lot better than most things outsiders feel. I mean, we say left, you guys say right. We say up, you guys say down. It's just the nature of what we do. We trust the people that we have here, from the coaches to the scouts, and that's what we have to rely on.
Well, are we right sometime?
I don't know. Are you?
I think so.
Mark, is it fair to say, though, I mean, Eric Flowers just turned 23, and I believe the lineman from Pitt is 23.
Right.
Is it fair to say that you guys believe, heading into his third season, Flowers had room to grow and will show that?
Yeah, I mean, we still have high hopes for Eric. I mean, he's, like you said, he's young. The guy started 2 years in the NFL, and he's still young. He really should be coming out in this draft. So to say you're going to throw a guy away, for having inconsistencies his first 2 years in the NFL. I don't think it's very fair to Eric. And we think he's going to get better. He's going to take a big jump. And, I mean, he does everything possible to get better. He's in here every day working his butt off. So we have high hopes for him.
Did Goldman and Tomlinson have any one-on-one interactions at the championship game? Do you remember when you watch a film?
Oh, Goldman. Wayne? I don't remember a certain play where he tackled him or whatnot, but I had to check the tape on that one.
I think you've taken 11 players that have been at the Senior Bowl in the last 5 years. What does that event, I guess, do for you guys? It seems that you keep on going that well come draft time.
It wasn't something that's intentional. It's just another venue that you want them to be good in the fall. You want them to be good at the Senior Bowl. You want them to be good at the Combine, the Pro Day. You just want at each step of the way for them to have positive results. And the Senior Bowl, you get to see the best go against the best, especially for small school guys. You know, a guy like Moss, he was at the East West, and he really stood out there. So those are the kind of the players that you like to see in those venues.
They're surprised when you guys pick them because there wasn't a lot of contact in the pre-draft process. Can you just explain like what goes into that, like how you feel comfortable without doing that? Is part of it by design because you already know the guy?
We feel comfortable taking a guy that nobody knows about?
No. That, like, you haven't shown interest in. How do you get to that comfort level without doing maybe some of the other steps?
Again, our scouts do an excellent job throughout the fall. And we've got three scouts that look at him. You know, I watch him, Jerry. The coaches watch him. We've seen him at the All-Star game, the Combine. So we've had plenty of exposures to a guy like that.
When Andrew Adams was talking about last year being in the priority process, he said the fact that Coach Merrick called him made a difference to him. Do you have a philosophy on that, of like how you go about that? Or who
we try to make those guys feel special throughout the process. We host players here. We try to stay in contact with them almost as if it's college recruiting. So we want those guys to feel special. So when this time comes and we're calling them, it's not just, a coach going down a list and checking off who's next, that they actually feel like the New York Giants want them to be a part of this organization.
Does it vary whether coaches or scouts or whoever call guys?
No, we try to hit them with everything we've got.
You and Jerry have both talked the last couple of years the idea of if you can get the first three picks to contribute right away, you feel good where you're going into the next year. Obviously, you look at this year's draft, I don't think you're expecting your third-round pick to be contributing right away. Does it take a different feel when you take a step back and look at the draft class as it is right now when, you know, you see Davis's name sitting there and you kind of know what the process is for him to move forward?
Well, the only thing with him is just the instant gratification. But as long as he shows progress and the coaches are happy with him and he's doing the things that we think he can do on and off the field, then you're happy about the pick.
Mark, speaking of the quarterback, did you as an organization view it as a positive or a negative when he transferred after he lost his job?
It was a positive. I mean, he wanted to play. He didn't want to sit behind a guy. He wanted to go play and show that he was worth being an NFL draft pick.
Do you think he made the right decision?
Of course.